Okay, good evening. This week's parsha is Parshas Lech Lecha. Parshas Lech Lecha is a new beginning in the history of the world. The Gemara tells us in Avodah Zarah Daf Tes, Tana Debei Eliyahu, Sheishes Halofim Shona Hava Ha'olam. The world is going to last for 6,000 years. Shnei Halofim Toihu, the first 2,000 were null and void. Shnei Halofim Torah, 2,000 years of Torah. And Shnei Halofim Yemais HaMashiach, 2,000 years in which Mashiach could have come. Still not. We're holding now 5777, which means beginning from the year 4000, Mashiach can come. But it's already 1,777 years since then. But hopefully soon, momentarily, we will be zeicher. So here the Gemara asks, Shnei Alofim Torah Mei Emas, when did the 2,000 years of Torah begin? Because we all know that the Torah was given in the year 2448. That's 448 years after Shnei Alofim Torah. So says the Gemara here that the 2,000 years of Torah begin from V'yes HaNefesh Asha Osu B'choron, which is in this week's parasha. U'gemiri da'avroham b'ahi shaita bar chamshin v'tarte hav. Avraham Avinu was 52 years old when he began his movement to, as Unkelus translates, the Shabidu L'Oiraisa. He began the movement of monotheism, teaching the truth, teaching that there's only one Hashem, teaching whatever Torah there was at that time. That's when Torah starts. That's what the Gemara says. Shnei Halofim Torah begins from when Avraham Avinu was 52 years old, which, as if we figure it out, Avraham was born in 1948, the real 1948. 52 years later is the year 2000. That's when Shnei Halofim Torah begin, and that's this week's parasha. Because this week's parasha, we learned about Avraham Avinu. We live with Avraham Avinu. Ayomer Hashem el Avram lech lecha, and here's where he began teaching Torah. Now, Matan Torah obviously is not until 2448, but it begins on some level with Avraham Avinu in the year 2000. Tosfos there in Avodah Zarah Daf Tes, of course, asks, but we know that Avraham was 75 years old when he left, when he came to Eretz Yisrael. Right before that, Vayelech Itay Loit, Avraham ben Chomei Shonim v'Shivim Shonim v'Tzeisai Mecharim. And we know this, Hashem spoke to Avram. There's no mention that Hashem spoke to him before. So how could it be that at the age of 52, he's teaching Torah? What Torah? How did he know Torah when Hashem first speaks to him at the age of 75? So Tosfos says that we know he had already been in Eretz Yisrael 5 years prior. This is also what Tosfos and Brachas Daf Tes, where Tosfos says that the parasha is not written in order. That the Bris Bein HaBesorim was when Avram was 70. Rashi brings in the parasha's Bay, based on a pasuk, that there were 430 years from the Bris Bein HaBesorim to Yetzias Mitzrayim that can only be if Avram was 70 at that time. Ayah says he was 75 years. So Tosfos concludes that Avram already was in Eretz Yisrael 5 years prior to this. And that means that Hashem had already spoken to him before. So the Marsha explains, and that means that Hashem could have spoken to him before that also. The Torah doesn't record it. But since we know this was not the first time Hashem spoke to Avram before that at the age of 70, that's the Bris Bein HaBesorim, discussed later on in the parasha. So Hashem must have spoken to Avram before that too. So he did know something about Torah. Hashem had already appeared to him, as the Midrashim discussed, as an argument. How old was Avram Avinu when he first recognizes Hashem? Is he 3? Was he 48? Rambam says he was 40. There are different opinions. But at the age of 52, clearly he had already reached the Hakorah in Bayre Olam. So Hashem had already appeared to him somewhat. So he began teaching Torah, or whatever Torah we're talking about here, belief in Hashem Echad, etc., when he was 52. So that's the Shnei Halofim Torah begin with Parshas Lech Lecha, meaning that Bereishis and Noyach are the Shnei Halofim Toihu. Bereishis and Noyach are not Negeya to Klal Yisrael. Bereishis and Noyach affects the entire world. Bereishis and Noyach talks about the Umay Sa'olam, Bnei Noyach, Adam, Sheis, Noyach, Mesushelach, Shem, Chom, Yefes, but none of this is related to Torah. Torah begins as far as Am Yisrael goes. Of course, Torah starts with Bereishis. But we mean the Shnei Halofim Torah begins here in Parshas Lech Lecha. It's a new beginning. And this new beginning, we always read in Chodesh Mar Cheshvan, the Chodesh that we're in now. Tonight is Ches Cheshvan. which is actually the first plain day in a very, very long time. We could actually go back to Chamisha Asa Ba'av, when it all started. Chamisha Asa Ba'av, the Yomtiv that came after Tisha B'Av. From then on, we've been going upwards until yesterday. Today, Zayin Cheshvan. Chamisha Asa Ba'av, we start vinching on a Ksiva V'Achsi M'Tayva. We start preparing for Elul. Chamisha Asa Ba'av is Begematria, Ksiva V'Achsi M'Tayva Ki Yadua. Then we have Chaydish Elul, we have Tishrei, as we spoke last week. The Teva that we create in the Chaydish Tishrei, it's Elul and Tishrei. And we enter Cheshvan, and until Zayin Cheshvan in Eretz Yisrael, they don't ask for rain. The same Talamotor that began in Eretz Yisrael last night, today, Zayin Cheshvan. What is Zayin Cheshvan? Says the Mishnah in Tainus, the day when Achroin Shebi Yisrael Magia Lenahar Pros. The last Jew, the furthest from Yerushalayim, got home, came home. Those were the Jews that lived the furthest away from Yerushalayim, near the Euphrates River, incidentally mentioned in this week's parasha, as the demarcation, the border, Minahar Mitzrayim Ahra Nohar HaGodol Nahar Pros. Actually, it's mentioned in Bereishis too, but here it's mentioned as the Gvul of Eretz Yisroel. So the last Jew that gets home, Zayin Cheshvan. The Shach in Chayshin Mishpat writes that if someone writes a letter, a shtar, concerning Mekach Umemker or other topics, and he writes Sukkos is considered until Zayin Cheshvan. Until Zayin Cheshvan was still under the Roshim of Sukkos, because they didn't ask for St. Talamata, they didn't ask for rain until Zayin Cheshvan. So what's the first plain day in a very long time? Ches Cheshvan, tonight, tomorrow, the eighth day of the eighth month. And we're reading now Parshas Lech Lecha, and it's interesting that it should be the eighth day of the eighth month. Eight, as mentioned many times, is a number associated with Lamaylim and Ateva. Eight is the number associated with Yemais HaMashiach, as the Gemara says in Erchin, that Kinar shall Mashiach shall Shmoinanim, and as the Maral in Inyanei Chanukah, the Klei Yoker and Parshas Shmini, all talk about how Shmini has to do with Lamaylim and Ahekef, based on the Truvas HaRashba. Lamaylim and Ahekef, higher than the Seder HaOilam. The Oilam is seven. In fact, Noyach was given the seventh mitzvah, which is Evim and Achai. And in this week's parasha, we are introduced to mitzvah number eight, which is Bris Milah, which is supposed to be done on the eighth day. In this parasha, Ben Shmoinas Yomim, Brisai Shal Avraham Avinu. And tonight, tomorrow, is the eighth day of the eighth month. Chaydash Mar Cheshvan is the Chaydash Hashmini, the eighth month from Nisan. And we read about Milah, which was Nitana Bashmini. It's interesting that the first plain day, average, regular day, we're out of the Sukkah mode now. We're out of Sukkahs, no longer Elul, no longer Tishrei. And if you want to stretch it as long as possible until Zayin Cheshvan, because now everyone is home, the same Talu Matar, that's it, everything's back to normal, is the eighth day of the eighth month. L'cha'orah, number eight, is a number associated with the supernatural. What's supernatural about the eighth day of the eighth month? Shmini. Why is this month in general called the Chodesh HaShmini? Obviously, it's the eighth month. What else would you call it? But the number eight is a number associated with the Ma'ilim and Ateva, with Nitzchius. And yet, the first plain day is the eighth day of the eighth month. There must be a reason for it. Mar Cheshvan is also known as Yerach Bul. Bul means, as we spoke last week in the Rosh Chodesh here, Miloshin the Ha'ola Novel, Bila, as Rashi mentioned last week, why it's called the Mabul, Shebila Es HaKel, something which withers, something which decomposes every physical component of this world, of Olam Hazeh, eventually rats and spoils and decomposes and is no longer, there's no Nitzchi, Olam Hazeh is not Olam HaNitzchi. This is a world of Bul, a world of withers, a world of decomposition. So the month is called Yerach Bul, but yet it's Chodesh HaShemini. The number eight is a number associated with Nitzchi. The number eight is Yemais HaMashiach, when we're going to enter into the Olam HaNitzchi. How do we reconcile the fact that it's Yerach Bul, but it's Chodesh HaShmini? These are two opposite descriptions, Bul and Shmini. How do they go together? So as mentioned, we begin reading this week Parshas Lech Lecha. We learn about the first Jew. And it's interesting that the Torah does not introduce us to Avraham Avinu at all. The Torah doesn't start off like it did last week. Last week we began, Eila told us, Noach ish tzadik tomim hoya b'dayroisa. So we're being told that the person you're going to learn about now was a great individual. He was a tzadik, he was a tomim, unlike anyone else in the generation. So why doesn't the Torah tell us who Avram is? It's just Vayomer Hashem el Avram, who tzaddik, tamim, whatever Avram was. Avram was certainly a tzaddik. Avram certainly was a tamim l'chayra, wasn't he? If Noach was, wasn't Avram? The Torah does not describe Avram at all here. Just Hashem said to Avram. So who's Avram? Who is he? What was he? Clearly there's a difference. The fact that the Torah does not tell us that he was a tzaddik when first talking about Avram Avinu, but Noach, yes, clearly the Torah is teaching us something. What is the Torah teaching us? And as we mentioned many times, the beginning and the end of every parasha are connected. The parasha starts off with the tzivui to Avram, which is the first tzivui to the first Jew. Lech lecha me'artzecha u'mimoladtecha u'mibeis avicha el ha'oretz ha'she'arecha. That a Jew has to leave whatever he is used to, his habits, everything, things that he has from birth, his artzius, his meiledes, his beis aviv, and he has to go el ha'oretz ha'she'arecha. All the Sfarim HaKadoshim speak about this. Ba'arichas, that's the avodah of a yid. The avodah of a yid in general is to leave his past, to change what he was rogel with, which he was born with, the midos that we're born with, the hergelim, the habits that we start off life with, that we're born with, adam ayar peri yivolet, as Shlomo HaMelech describes in Mishlei. A person is born like an animal. The first tzivoy to Avram is actually the first tzivoy to any Jew who wants to start serving Hashem properly, is that you have to know that lech lecha me'artzecha, you have to leave your artzius, meiladetcha, that which you were born with, that which you're used to as a child, the midos ro'os mibeis avicha, and you go el ha'oretz ha'she'arecha. So this is the first tzivoy that Hashem gives to the first yid, to the first Jew, and it's really the first tzivoy that's given to us as we enter the month of Mar Cheshvan, and now we're in a plain month, Yerach Bul, Mazel Akrav, the Mazel of the Scorpion. The Scorpion is a creature that not only is a non-kosher creature, but it is a harmful creature, and the Gemara says in Brachas, that even though the Mishnah says in Brachas that afilu nochash korach ala kevei le'afsik, that if you're davening Shemayin Esrei and a snake coils around your heel, you don't stop, clearly, if you know it's not poisonous. But for an akrav poisek, in fact, the Yerushalmi says that an akrav is worse than a nochash. A nochash, it doesn't necessarily, when the poison that's in the fangs of the nochash, it has to squeeze it out. And it usually bites once and that's it. But an akrav is machye v'chayzeru machye. It bites and it bites and it constantly bites. The sting of an akrav, according to this, is worse than the sting of an achash. And Mar Cheshvan is mazel akrav. So as we spoke about, the akrav, as it says in Tikkuni Zohar, that akrav is oisius okar bayis. The akrav, viruchnius, is the klipa, is the tumma, the yetzahara that tries to uproot the bayis. Tries to uproot the Beis HaMikdash, tries to uproot everything that we accomplished in Chodesh Tishrei. All that which we built, the house that we built, the mitzvahs and masim tovim, and all the tshuva, and everything that we did in Chodesh Tishrei, the akra wants to be oikarit. So we have to stay focused, we have to continue, as we spoke last week, not to be in the scroll from the Mayim Rabim, that whatever we made up, all the resolutions that we made up that we're going to do in Tishrei, must continue in Mar Cheshvan, and we cannot being a spoil from the klipa of the akrav. So as we enter the month of Mar Cheshvan, we read Parshas Lech Lecha. And it starts with the tzivoy of Lech Lecha Me'artzecha, and it ends with the bris milah that Avram Avinu and his family, actually his household, he didn't have a family yet really, he didn't have any children yet, besides Yishmael, but Yishmael is not really counted here. The chol anshe beiso yilid boyis umiknas kesef me'ez ben nechor nimoilu itoy. In fact, the siman, to remember how many psukim parashas Lech Lecha has, 126 psukim, is the word nimoilu. Nimoilu is the gematria, 126. So what does Lech Lecha have to do with bris milah? The parasha starts with Lech Lecha, it ends with bris milah. We always read this in Chodesh Mar Cheshvan, Yerach Bul, Chodesh Hashmini, Mazel Akrav. After Tishrei, we enter the plain month, and tonight is the eighth day of the eighth month, and we're in the eighth month. L'chayra, what does Mar Cheshvan have to do with the number 8? If anything, this is the most mundane, plain, dreary, gloomy month. Ki yodua, the B'nai Yisoscha brings down from the Mendel Rimanova, that most of the Gezeris, by Elena, the Gezeris in the past, that unfortunately Klal Yisrael had gone through, would always start in Mar Cheshvan. So the Mendel Rimanov has said the reason is because Ma'acheshvan is the chaydish in which the rebellion against Malchus Beis David took place. Yeravim ben Nevot rebelled against Shlomo HaMelech, Rechavam. So Rechavam was from the Malchus Beis David. Yeravim ben Nevot began ruling over the Aseres HaShvatim, and that was the first major split, which occurs in Shechem. Shechem is mentioned in this week's Pashto. That's one of the first places that Avraham Avinu goes. Vayavra Avraham Ba'aretz Ad Mekayim Shechem. Shom Nechlaka Malchus Beis David, as Rashi brings in Pashto's Vayeshev. That happened in Chodesh Ma'acheshvan. So that's why Tilt Ad Hayoyim, says the B'nai Yisoscha, in the name of Mendel Rimanov, there's always Gzeiris in Ma'acheshvan. Maybe that's why there's always elections in Chodesh Ma'acheshvan. So this Chodesh is a Chodesh in which we have to rectify the rebellion against Malchus Beis David. Malchus Beis David is b'gematria Chodesh Ma'acheshvan. That means the Avodah of Chodesh Ma'acheshvan is to restore Malchus Beis David. And Malchus Beis David is rooted in this week's parasha, because this is where it starts. It starts in Sdoim. Avraham Avinu goes to save Lot from the war between the four kings and the five kings. Who's in Sdoim? Who Yoshev Bisdoim? The only reason that Lot is being saved is in order to extract from him Malchus Beis David, because from Lot comes Rus, from him and from her comes David, from David comes Mashiach. So it's in this week's parasha where Avraham Avinu is matzil Lot to save Malchus Beis David that was rebelled against in Chodesh Ma'acheshvan. So Malchus Beis David forms dafka in these parashas, Lech Lecha and Vayera, next week as well, when Sedoim is destroyed and the Malach saves Lot again. It's all because of Malchus Beis David. So perhaps we could say like this, that the Medrash in Chukas on the pasuk Mi Yitein Tohoir Mi Tomei, that Avraham Avinu was not like Noach. Of course, he was much greater than Noach, but he did not start off like Noach. Noach started right away. Noach was a great person. He was a great person from his youth. He never dealt with any nesiyonos. He was always in seclusion. He didn't go out to the world. He learned with Mesushelach. He had a very great grandfather. Mesushelach was a great tzaddik. So Noach was constantly in a surrounding of Kedusha. We can't say Torah necessarily, but a surrounding of Kedusha. He wasn't affected by his dor, which was a total dor. The dor Hamabu was a dor Poretz B'Yoyser. And Noach remained a tzaddik and a tamim. There's no mention of Noach ever doing tshuva. There's no mention of Noach ever dealing with any nesiyonos. That wasn't his avodah. Avram, on the other hand, was totally different. Avram was born into a family of idol worshippers. There's no mention that Noach ever worshipped idols. Noach's grandfather is Mesushelach. Mesushelach saw other Marishim. Noach never worshipped idols. Noach never committed any acts of immorality. Noach didn't steal. Noach was a tzaddik tamim constantly. Avram does not start off that way. Avram is born into a family of idol worshippers. And more than that, Avram Avinu is himself an idol worshipper. As many learn Pshat, not only Terach, Avram himself. That's what he was taught until he understood that it's ridiculous and he breaks all the statues. But at the beginning, he was an idol worshiper. More than that, the Medrash says he was a Ben Nida. His birth was Mitoich Tuma. And yet he transformed himself from Tuma to Tahara. Mi Yitein Tohar Mitame. That's Avram Avinu. So the Torah purposely does not start off like it starts off Pashas Nayak. Tzaddik, Tomim. No, Avram didn't start off at Tzaddik, Tomim. That's not the Chiddush. Avram did not start off at Tzaddik, Tomim. Avram originally was an idol worshiper. Avram starts off with Tumah. Avram has to deal with Nisyonis. And the Chiddush of Avram Avinu was that he worked on himself and he passed all the tests which start on this week's parish, all the Nisyonis that Avram Avinu has to deal with. That the Mishnah says in Pirkei Yovis, Asar Nisyonis Nisnasa Avram Avinu, V'amad Bekulam. Many of them are in this week's parish, including Lech Lecha, which is one of the first Nisayans, whether it is the first Nisayan or not. Different opinions, what was the first Nisayan? But this was a Nisayan itself, to leave his father's house, to leave his past, to get out of everything, all the habits that he had as a youth, and to transform himself and to become a new person. That's Avram Avinu. That's why he's Avinu, not Noach. Noach is not Avinu. Adam is not Avinu. It starts here. It starts with Avram Avinu. V'yesh ha'nefesh asher osu b'chorin, as mentioned before. The Shnei Alofim Torah start here, dafka in this parasha. And the third parasha of Chumash, just like Matan Torah, as we know, occurs in the Elef HaShlishi. Matan Torah, as we know, happened also on the Yoyim HaShlishi. As the Gemara says, Brich Rachmana de Yohiv Urien Tlisoi, Yal Yedei Tlisoi, La'ama Tlisoi, everything in Torah has to do with three. The third parasha of Chumash, Lech Lecha, is where Torah starts. And the purpose of Torah is that the Torah allows us, the Torah gives us the ability, the power to change ourselves, to transform ourselves. With Torah we can do it. Without Torah we can't do it. We need the Torah to be able to change our midos ra'os, our hergelim, our artzius, lech lecha mei artzicha, mimoy ladetucha, mimoy savicha. And that's the avoda of taking the gashmius in this world and transforming it to ruchnius. That's what it's all about. Adam didn't do that. Noach doesn't do that. Mesu Shelach doesn't do that. They are only involved in Inyone Kedusha. Or when they are involved in Artzius, the Artzius and the Inyone Ruchniyim are two separate things. They don't go together. Shemayim and Oretz are in a fight. As the Medrash says, Tul Matan Torah, Shemayim and Oretz never connected. And Tul Matan Torah, there was a Gezeirah. Ho'el Yoinim lo yerdu lamata, v'hatachtoinim lo yalu lamayla. Shemayim and Oretz, Ruchniyis and Gashmiyis are two different entities. They cannot join. Matan Torah was mechadesh, the chibur of Shemayim and Oretz, the chibur of Gashmiyis and Ruchniyis. That you can take a dover Gashmi and make it eternal. You can take bul and make it shmini. You can take something which rats, which decomposes, and infuse in it Ruchniyis and infuse with it eternity. So even though, as we mentioned before, Mar Cheshvan is called Yerach Bul, and Bul means wither away, and it means rat, and it means decompose. That's what seems to be happening in this month. The leaves are falling off the trees, and everything is just rotting, and there's nothing. But really what it is preparation for the next planting season. The land is being cultivated, the land is being plowed, but it looks like there's nothing, it's being destroyed. But in reality what's happening is it's being prepared for the upcoming planting season. In Chodesh Mar Cheshvan, the avoda of Mar Cheshvan is to deal with Gashmi, is to deal with the physicalities of this world, the materialism of this world, and to elevate it. To take the Eretz, Lech Lecha Mei Artzecha, the Pnei Menachem, the first shtick of Pnei Menachem from the Gerer Rebbe in this week's Parsha, and he says this over again a few times, Ki Yadua, in the Sfarim of Ger, they have different shtickle from different years that are put together, and many of them are the same, just with different chaysafas each time. So he starts off, Lech Lecha Mei Artzecha, from your Artzius, El Ha'oretz Hasha'arecha. In other words, the goal is not to totally separate from Artzius. Go out of your Artzius and make it Ha'oretz Hasha'arecha. Elevate the Artzius. Your Artzius becomes Ha'oretz Hasha'arecha. You turn Gashmius into Ruchnius. You turn something which is finite into something which is infinite. You turn something which rots and decomposes into something which lasts forever. Bul Shmini. Yerach Bul Chodesh Hashmini. That starts with Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu was the first one to go into Eretz Kena'an and to transform Eretz Kena'an and make it Eretz Yisrael. Kena'an is the epitome of Gashmius. Kena'an is cursed. Oror Kena'an. Eved Avodim Yele Echov. Avdus. Avdus means subservient to the Yetzer Hara. An Eved to his Yetzer. An Eved. Eved Kena'ani. An Eved Bechlal. Avda Behev Keira Nichalei. An Eved is Meshubit to his Yetzer Hara. That's the Chiddush. Matan Torah was Cheirus from Avdus. Matan Torah. Choras Al Tikri Choras Al Cheirus. So Kena'an is the epitome of Avdus. Oror. Cursed is Canaan, and this land is called Eretz Canaan. Artzius Bechlau the land was cursed in general. We know that's what happened because of Chet Eitz Hadas, because of Chet Kai, Aruro Adam of Avurecha. Oror Canaan, Avram takes light, and together with his wife they go, Loleches Artza Canaan, Vayavoyu Artza Canaan. So why is he going to Eretz Canaan for? He's going to Eretz Canaan to turn Eretz Kanaan, to transform Eretz Kanaan, Gashmius, Yerach Bul, into Eretz Yisroel, which of course Yisroel means Srora. Yisroel is Cheirus. Kisorisa em Elohim v'imanoshem v'atuchav. Yisroel is the opposite of Kanaan. Kanaan is the epitome of Avdus, and Yisroel is Cheirus. True Cheirus. Cheirus meaning from the Yetzer Hara. Cheirus from the Malach HaMavis. Cheirus from Shibud Malchias. Kanaan is Avdus. So the avodah of the Yid is to be mahapech Eretz Canaan and make it Eretz Yisrael. Where is Eretz Yisrael mentioned? In other words, where do we learn about Eretz Yisrael and the bris ha'aretz and the promise to give Eretz Yisrael to Zarei Shel Avraham Avinu? It was here in this week's parasha. It starts right here in the first parasha of the Shnei Alofim Torah, because the purpose of Torah, the purpose of a Yid is to be mahapech Gashmi is to Ruchni, is to take Eretz Canaan and make it Eretz Yisrael. Rashi explains this here. Rashi tells us, "Hakanani oz ba'aretz, shehayaholech v'koyvesh es Eretz Yisrael mizaroi shel shem." The Canaanim were conquering the land. They were taking the land away. It was supposed to be only for Zaroi shel shem, as the Medrash says, that when Noach came out of the Teva, he divided the planet into three. Shem got the Middle East. Shem got Eretz Yisrael eventually. Chom gets Africa. And Yefes, Europe, Asia, whatever Yefes gets. So Canaan doesn't belong in Eretz Yisrael at all. But Canaan, Ozba Eretz, the Canaani came and were being Kaivish Eretz Yisrael, Mizar Shel Shem. So Hashem tells Avram, Lazarach, Nasati, Es Eretz Hazois, Osid Anila Hachazir, Lebanecha, Shem, Mizar Shel Shem. I'm going to return it to you, meaning it never belonged to Canaan. Canaan wasn't supposed to be there. They were never supposed to be there. It wasn't given to them. It was given to Zarei Shel Shem. So Hashem is telling Avram, you're going to get it back. But you have to turn the land, which is now Eretz Canaan, and make it Eretz Yisrael. And how is that done? Through Bris Milah. Here we see in the parasha that Bris Milah is a precondition to Eretz Yisrael. We can't have Eretz Yisrael without Bris Milah. Bris Milah and Bris Haaretz go together. As the last pasuk in Tehillim, Kapitel Kuvav, Ba'avur Yishmeru Chukah V'Soyroisav Yinsoyru, Hashem gave us Eretz Yisrael, only if we keep the Torah in Eretz Yisrael. And specifically, Bris Milah. What's Bris Milah? Bris Milah is this very concept. The first mitzvah that Klal Yisrael, that the first Jew receives, as mentioned before, is Bris Milah. So what's Bris Milah? Himoil Yimoil Yelid Beisecha U'miknas Kaspecha V'Hoyesov V'Risi B'Vsarchem. The Torah is medayik. The Torah is telling us it's a bris in your flesh. Flesh is something which decomposes. Flesh is gashmius. This is when a person has a bris, which the whole meaning of bris is something which is forever. A bris is something, when you make a covenant, when Hashem makes a bris, certainly, bris bein abisorim in this week's parasha, bris ha'oretz, bris milah, bris is forever. The bris that Hashem gave us, bris milah, in the basar, in the flesh of a yid, is the connection. This is also the fusion of gashmi and ruchni. A person has a bris, so automatically his basar is now connected to Hashem. His flesh, his body, is now a Jewish body. It's a body that will have tchias hamesim. It's a body that will be zeichet to nitzchias. This is the first mitzvah in the flesh. V'hoysa brisi b'vsarchem, which of course is only for a yid. Only a yid is called a mahul. A guy, even if he does circumcise himself, it's just a surgery. He's not a mahu, he's still called an orel. Only a yid can be a mahu. Because this concept of being mahapech, gashmius, teruchnius, is only through Torah, which is only given to Klal Yisrael, and that avodah starts dafka in this week's parasha. And that's the avodah of Mar Cheshvan. The first month after Tishrei, after the avodah of Elul and Tishrei, after we did tshuva, and after we start new, so right away we go into Parashas Lech Lecha and we learn about what the whole Tachlis is. The Tachlis is Lech Lecha me'artzecha el ha'oretz, to make Kana'an Yisrael, brisi b'vsarchem, yerach bul, yerach hashmini, from gashmi to ruchmi, from something which withers and decomposes, something which lasts forever. But a yid can go two ways. It's always like that. There's bechira, u'bacharta b'chayim, but a yid has bechira. So when we enter the month of Mar Cheshvan, either we're going to be going up, or we're going to be going down. There's no such thing as status quo. Yiddishkeit, Avodas Hashem, is like climbing a mountain. Either you go up or you fall. You don't stay in one place. When you climb a mountain, you have to constantly go up, because if you leave go, you're going to go down. You can't stay in one place. Even if you can stay in one place for a few minutes, you're going to slide, you're going to slip. So it's either up or down. So what do we see in Parshas Lech Lecha? We see Avram, and we see Lot. Lot goes with Avram. Vayelech itoy Lot. And at the beginning of the parish, it seems like Lot is also a tzaddik. He goes with Avram. And not only that, he's quiet. He doesn't say anything when Avram is telling everyone that Sarah is his sister. And he knows that Sarah is Avram's wife. Sarah is Lot's sister. So he knows the truth. And he's quiet. He doesn't say anything. But as we move on into the parish, we see Avram and Lot begin to separate. And there's a dispute, a quarrel between their royim, the gamla loyt hayatzayin the book of Ayholim, the loy nasa isam ha'aris lo shevez yachdo, vayihi riv bein royay mikne Avram vein royay mikne loyt. And Avram says to loyt, al nasihim riva ha'loy kol arts, hi pored no me'aloy. It's time for us to part. It's time for us to go our ways, our different ways. So where does Loit go? Where does Loit choose to go? Vayisa Loit as Einav, Vayares called Kikar Hayarden, Kichula Mashka, the Fnei Shaches Hashem as Sidon Vias Amoir, Kigan Hashem, Vayivcha Loit is called Kikar Hayarden, Vayisa Loit Mikedem. Says Rashi over here, why did he choose Sidon? Besides, there was a beautiful area at that time before it was destroyed. It was like Kigan Hashem, Loilonois, meaning Kigan Hashem means it looked like Gan Eden, the physical Gan Eden. So we see here clearly, the Gemara says, the reason why Loit chose to go to Sidon was for Taivas Olam Hazeh. He wants to go to a beautiful area where there are beaches, where there's a scenic area where he can relax, and he could lie on his beach chair all day and enjoy life and sip on a soda. A life of enjoyment. Not Avodas Hashem. Not climbing. Avram Avinu is climbing. Vayisa Avram holoich v'nasaya hanegba. Avram is constantly going from place to place. Lech lecha. Avram is a mahalech. Avram goes to the mountains. We mentioned this once in a different shir, that you find Yerushalayim is surrounded by mountains. Yerushalayim horim sovivlo. Sodom is flat. It's a kikar. It's a mishar. It's not. There's no mountains there. Yes, today he goes, you see where the Yam HaMelech is. It's just flat. No mountains. Where does Avram live? In the mountains. Doesn't mean in the Catskills. He was always going to the mountains. As we see in the parasha later, when it talks about the Melchemes HaMelochim, Vayikre, Heronosu, they went to the mountain. Avram Avinu goes to the mountains. Next week's parasha you have it also. By Sidoim at the end, when Loit is saved from Sidoim, so the Malach tells him to go to Avram. He doesn't want to go there. Hahara himolet. Go to the mountain. Avram was on a mountain. Why? What is a mountain? A mountain is a place that you have to climb. Avodas Hashem means you have to climb. You have to go higher and higher and higher. You can't stay in one place. Status quo is not the way it's supposed to be. You're not supposed to be just on one madrega every day. You're supposed to every day go higher and higher. Lech lecha. Climbing mountains. Avram Avinu was always going to the mountains. Loit, plain, flat, Sidon. Loit doesn't want to climb. Loit doesn't want to serve Hashem like Avram. I'm happy the way I am. A plain, a mishar, a kikar. So Loit chooses Sidon. Avram chooses to climb mountains. Meaning Avram chooses to serve Hashem. Where's he going? As Rashi says, he's going to Yerushalayim. So Avram is constantly climbing to go to Yerushalayim, which is a mountainous area, and of course that's where he ends up. That's where the Akedah takes place, in Yerushalayim, on the Makom HaMikdash, the final test, the tenth test that we learn about next week at the end of Vayera. That's Yerushalayim on top of the mountain, Har HaBayis. That's where the final test takes place, the Akedah, which we benefit from till today. So Avram is constantly traveling, and he's going higher and higher, and he lives in the mountains, and he's going to a mountainous area. Loit, flat, plain, Sidon, Taivas Olam Hazeh. No challenges. I don't want to deal with any challenges. I'm happy the way I am. Avram is the one who is therefore passes all the Nisyonos. Loit doesn't want to deal with the Nisyonos. So they separate. So Loit ends up in the Nun Shaarei Tumah, and Avram ends up in the Nun Shaarei Bina, the Nun Shaarei Kedusha. And that's the same thing. When a Yid enters Chodesh Mar Cheshvan, there's the danger that that could happen too. Because after all that we experienced in Chodesh Tishrei, now comes the plain, the mundane, the regular, average day, the average weekday. No more Yom Tovim. We're after even Zayin Cheshvan now. But Dafka, the first plain day, is a day associated with the number 8. Dafka, through the Avoida of dealing with that which is plain, elevating the Gashmias, is what connects us to the number 8. Not Tishrei. Interesting. Tishrei is the Chodesh Hashvi. It's not the Chodesh Hashmini. As great as Chodesh Tishrei is, Yerach HaYisonim. That's to prepare us for real Avodah. It was all to prepare us, to give us the Koiches, to be able to go into the world, to be able to go into Mar Cheshvan, into these days where there are no Yomim Tovim, and we have to deal now with the Yerach Bul, with the Gashmias HaOlam, because we're not now in the Beis Medrash and the Beis HaKnesses as much as we were in Chodesh Tishrei, because Mar Cheshvan now is back into the world, and to take all the Kedusha that we experience in Chodesh Tishrei into Mar Cheshvan, and with that, Lech Lecha. Lech Lecha means with that you're going to travel, you're going to go. And the Diyak of the Pasuk is Lech Lecha. Lecha means, as brought down in Sifrei Kodesh, Lecha means L'mehusecha v'atzmusecha. Go and you're going to find yourself. Because what does Lech Lecha mean? Go to yourself? How do you go to yourself? You go away, you don't go to yourself. So Rashi says, La'anoschu l'toivoscha. Okay, that's how he's explaining the Lecha, that it's for your benefit. The Svarim explain another pshat. Lecha means you go and you find yourself. You go and you reach your potential. That's when you have to deal with the outside world. When you have to deal with the Nisyonis, that's when you find out who you really are. Because when you don't deal with the Nisyonis, you stay away from the Nisyonis, how does anyone know who you really are? If you're doing what everyone else is doing, or you're only, and you stay away, you don't want to have to deal with the Nisyonis, you're not going to ever find out what your real potential is. Dafka in the avoida of Nisyonis is when a person really can find out, not that we ask for Nisyonis, obviously, we don't ask for Nisyonis, we don't mean that. But when we deal but we have to go out into the world, whatever it is, even if a person's learning all day, you have to go outside, you have to go shopping, you have to drive, you have to go places. It's not Yom Tov every day. You do have to deal with Gashmi Yisra'ilam. Even someone who is as ruchni as he can in Mar Cheshvan has to deal more with Gashmi Yisra'ilam than in Tishrei. And the Avodah is to deal with Gashmi Yisra'ilam and to elevate the Gashmi. Says the Lashon of the Medrash is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world Lasos Loi Dira B'Tachtoinim. The Avodah is Dafke in Tachtoinim. Tachtoinim is B'Gematria Chodesh Mar Cheshvan. Dafke in Tachtoinim, in lowly, in the low artsiness of this world, Hashem wants to adira. He wants a dwelling place, Dafke in Tachtoinim. That could only happen, of course, after we're Oisek in this Avodah of Haloas Hagashmius. And that's the Avodah of Yid. A Goy doesn't do that. Goyim ki yodua, or the Midrashim bring, in Shirashirim, Uri Tzofayn Ubay Yiseimon, there's a Pasuk, Uri Tzofayn Ubay Yiseimon, the Midrashim talk about is that Goyim only bring carbon oil. They never brought a Shlomim. A Goy doesn't bring a Shlomim. You never find in the previous parishes, Vayal Oiloi Spam Izbeach. Noyach, it comes out of the Teva, and that's why there were seven kosher animals, they were for carbonus. So the Pasuk says, Vayal Oiloi Spam Izbeach. Only Oilois. Oilois go totally to Hashem. Adam was makriv a carbon. Also, that was an oila. Hevel, these were all oilas. The first shlomim was by Matan Torah. Vayizbechu zvachim shlomim laHashem parim was by Matan Torah. Torah was mechadish that you can serve Hashem with gashmius also. Because the goyim and the erlecha goyim, tzadikei umay sa'olam, before Matan Torah, their shita was, because that's how it was, that gashmius and ruchnius cannot mix. You can't serve God by eating. You serve Hashem by refraining from eating. Torah was mechadish. You serve Hashem with achila ushsia. You serve Hashem dafka when you are oisek and gashmius. B'chol drachecha da'ehu, kol ma'asecha yil l'shem shamayim. That was nischadish with matan Torah, but it first starts with the shnei alafim Torah of this week's parasha of Lech Lecha, which starts with Avraham Avinu, who was the first to be oisek in this avodah of haloas hagashmius. So that's why Eretz Yisrael was given dafka to Avraham Avinu. The first yid who performs the first mitzvah that given to a yid, brisi bivsarchem, connecting bris to basar, that's bull to shmini, which that's why milo is bishmini. Avram is the first. So since he's the first to do it, so he's the one who was given Eretz Yisrael. He's the one who was given this avodah being mehapech, Kenan to Eretz Yisrael, Kenan to Yisrael. And as we move on in the parasha, we read the story of how Sarah was placed in a box. Vayhi rov ba'aretz, vayered Avram Mitzrayim, which is another than Soyan. Avram had to go down to Mitzrayim, even though Hashem just tells him to travel for who knows how long, and he finally gets into Eretz Yisrael, and there's a hunger, and he has to leave, and he has to go now down to Mitzrayim, and he asks no question, he's not Mahara. And he says, hine to his wife, hine no yadati ki isha yefas mara'ot. The whole story over here, Vayiruoy says, Sarah Pare, the Torah is like elaborates about the beauty of Sarah and that even though they were traveling, she still remained beautiful. Like, why is that important to know? Hinei no yadati ki ishi yefas mare'ot. We're coming among ugly black people, and you're so beautiful, so compared to them, I'm afraid, so therefore I'm going to hide you in the box. And of course, then she's found, and the whole story happens. So what's the Torah teaching us besides the Pshat? So perhaps the idea also is the combination of Hashem's name for Chodesh Tishrei, as we spoke last month, is Vayiru Oysa Sorei Pare, a Pasuk found Mamish right here in Parshas Lech Lech, always read in Chodesh Mar Cheshvan. Yet the combination of Hashem's name for Tishrei is here. Vayiru Oysa Sorei Pare, Sofer Tevis Vavhe Yudke, that's the Avoida of Chodesh Tishrei. What's the Avoida of Chodesh Tishrei? In Tishrei, we beautify ourselves. That's what we're doing. Shofar is shapru ma'aseicha. Beautify your deeds. Mitzvahs, tshuva ma'asim tovim. So in Tishrei, we all became beautiful. And the first pasuk that we read in Chodesh Tishrei, Rosh Hashanah morning, is Vashem pokad es sora. Sora is a mashal to Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael is called sora. Miloshin srora. We rule, we're supposed to rule, like Yisrael, Sora, Kisarisa, Melakim, Tishrei, Zais Yisarisa. Hashem Pakar is Sora, the Sora who's the Akara, Yolada. Sora couldn't have children and she gives birth. In Chodesh Tishrei, the Chodesh of Ephraim, Eloshim Piriya Veribya, we're doing Torah and Mitzvahs, we're going from Akara to Yeledes. Can you do what the Svarim tell us? The question is, are we still beautiful in Chodesh Mar Cheshvan? In Tishrei, we're beautiful. In Tishrei, it's mamish vayiru oisus sarei farei. Haguna zula melech, as Rashi says, that she's the most beautiful woman. She's deserving to the king. Which, as we mentioned, the sarei parei, those are the minions of the sultan. The sultan is parei pera, the makatrei. Even the makatrei, and even all his minions, his whole staff, agree that the Jewish people deserve shana tov u'mesuka. The Jewish people deserve aksiv v'achsim v'tov. Vayiru oisus sarei parei. That's Tishrei. The Chiddush is, in Mar Cheshvan, are we still beautiful? Are we still doing, are we still keeping to all those resolutions, to all the hachlotis that we made in Chodesh Tishrei? Hinei no yodati ki ishi yafas mara ot. And the Pasuk is telling us that Avram says to Sarah that even here you're still beautiful. Even here. Minaka oilam sha'alei toirach haderech odam mizbazeh. Even the most beautiful, the best looking person travels and he goes through all different situations, so she doesn't look as good as they do when they're at home in the living room, when they go out to eat, when they're traveling, they're going from place to place, you lose it. So Avram says to Sarah, you didn't lose it. Despite that we're traveling, we're not home, we're not in Yerushalayim, we're not in Tishrei, we're in Cheshvan. And you're still beautiful. You still have that yoifi. Not only that, but purposely, the Torah places this story and the combination of Hashem's name for Tishrei, we dafka read in Chodesh Mar Cheshvan. The Chiddush is that in Mar Cheshvan it should still be Tishrei. As we spoke last week, that the Mayim Rabim, lo yuchlu l'chabayis es ha'ahava, the ahava that we experience in Chodesh Tishrei has not become extinguished, chas v'sholom, because of the Mayim Rabim, the umay sa'olam, as Rashi says in Shir HaShirim, the Mabel, the outside influences, because clearly leaving Tishrei and going to Mar Cheshvan, going into the outside world, is going to affect the yoifi of the neshama. So the Torah says it should not. We can still retain that yoifi, we can still retain that beauty. Even here, even in Mitzrayim, Cheshvan is like Mitzrayim, Klape Tishrei, which is like Yerushalayim. And especially today, the day after Zion Cheshvan, the day that every Yid left, every year they had to travel, go home from Yerushalayim, reached their final destination, Akshem Agiyah, Achron Shev Yisrael, the Nahar Peros. So everyone's back home. No one's now in Yerushalayim, except those who live in Yerushalayim. Everyone went home. So if everyone went home, is the Yoifi the same? Is the Avoda the same? Are we still doing what we said we're going to do? Are we davening the same way? Are we learning the same way? Are we keeping to all the promises that we made? So Dafka now, in Chodesh Tishrei, in Chodesh Cheshvan, we read Parshas Lech Lecha. We learn about the first Yid. The first Yid did not start off holy. He didn't start off at Tzadik. He didn't start off at Tumim. A Yid could always begin, no matter what his past. It's a very important lesson, B'chlal. It doesn't matter what you did till now. no matter what, Lech Lecha Me'aretzlecha U'Me'aretzlecha, the Torah does not start off telling us that Avram was a tzaddik. Because then you would think, oh, you have to always be a tzaddik. Avram was not always a tzaddik. He was not. He didn't start off that way. And he started new and fresh, and he ripped himself away from his past. He left the artsias and the habits and the Meiledes, and that's why the Parsha ends off. V'chol anshei beiso yelid boyis. Yelid, like the first pasuk, Meiladetecha. The yelid, the anshei beiso, the yelid boyis, which means all everything that he was brought up with, everything that he got from his house, everything that he had from birth, nimoy luitoy, was circumcised. What's bris milah? Bris milah is, there's two parts to bris milah. Three parts, really, but the two main parts. There's the krisas ha'orla, that's cutting off the orla, cutting off the foreskin, that's removing the ra, sur me'ra. That's lech lecha me'artzecha u'me'oladetecha. Then there's the giloi ha'atara, about many mayalim will say, nizgale ha'atara. There's a minute that many mayalim, the atara was nizgale. That's the priya, the mila and the priya. Machloikus is what Avraham Avinu was given priya or not, but that's the avodah of mila is two things, mila and priya. Mo'vloi para, ke'ilu lo'i mo, the Mishnah says in Shabbos. So the avodah of mila and priya is the avodah of sur me'ra, that's lech lecha me'artzecha u'me'oladetecha u'me'oladetecha, remove the orla which you're born with. Why did the Eibishter make it that way? If the Eibishter doesn't like the orla, so create us with no orla. No orla, that's like Noach. Noach was born, it says Noach was born circumcised. Noach ish tzadik tamim, she'noilad mahul. He never had to remove the orla, he was already born that way. The Chiddush is, a Jew is not born that way. You are born with an orla. Avraham Avinu was born tameh. He was a ben nida, as the Medrash said. So he had to work on himself. He had to remove the past. He had to get rid of his orlas halev, and then eventually the orlas basar as well. So a dafka born with an orla. And the avodah of Yid is to remove the orla. But that's not enough. It's not just the sur meira. Then there's the giloi ha'atara. A person has to be magala. The crown, a person has to be Megala, the Malchus Hashem in the world. That's what Avraham Avinu was doing. Avraham Avinu is going from place to place, Vayikra Shon Avraham B'Shem Hashem, and he's introducing to the world this concept that was new to them at that time, that there's only one God, and he's the one we serve, and only him. To most people, that was a new concept, because they were all idol worshippers. So he was the only one, Avraham HaIvri, because Vayovei Apolit, Vayagei LeAvraham HaIvri, says the Medrash, Shekol ha'olam kulay mitzad echad v'hu be'eiver ha'acheres. Echad ha'ya Avram, says the Navi Yecheskel. He was one and one only. No one agreed with him. He was the most controversial figure at that time. Wow, he only believes in one God. Ah, oh, he's a rush. He only believes in one God. We believe in the thousands. He only believes in one. What kind of person is he? He only believes in one God. But he was the only one who knew the truth. So Avram is the Echad ha'ya Avram. Avram ha'ivri v'yageh v'Avram ha'ivri. And Avram perseveres, he wins, he's victorious over the entire world. The whole story that you have here about the Malachim, four kings fighting the five kings, that's the First World War, not in 1914. The First World War is here in Parshas Lech Lecha, where Avram emerges from this war, which he wins with his little army. If it was only Eliezer, according to Amshad, or even if it was 318 people, that's quite small for an army. When you're fighting four empires, and these are the empires... These are the malachim that represent the future empires. That's why from this parasha we learn that at the end, Klal Yisrael will be victorious over all the empires, like Avraham Avinu was over the malachim here in the parasha. And here is where he emerges and becomes a melech. El emek shaveh hu emek hamelech, as Rashi says here, kol ha'umais himlichu es Avraham aleihem lenosi elehim ulekotzen. The entire world recognizes who Avraham Avinu is, and they all made him king. They coronated him as the king of the entire world. That's what's going to happen in the future, in the immediate future. Mashiach is going to come, and he's going to emerge from a war. He's going to emerge from Melchemes Gog u'Magog, and will be proclaimed king by the entire world. Not only over Jewish, but Mashiach will be for the entire world. The entire world will come to him, as David HaMelech writes in Tehillim. Malchei Shva, Eshkei Akrivu, all the Malchei Ha'umais will bring Doirainai's presence. Yovilu Shai La Meira. That's why he's called Shiloi, Melech Shai Sheloi. All the Umais will bring him gifts. Here too, Avraham Avinu experiences that very same thing. All the Umais, all the nations recognized at that time, these kings, that Avram is the Melech. So he emerges here as the Melech and is proven to be the only one who knows the truth. Finally, at the end, he's the one who knows the truth. So this parasha that we are going to be reading this week is the beginning. It's the start. It's the start of Am Yisrael. It's the start of Shnei Alofim Torah. It's the beginning of the first Yid. It's the parasha that has in it the Bris Bein Abisarim, the Bris Ha'oretz, Bris Mila, Gedoyla Mila Shenichrusu Aleha, says the Rambam at the end of Hilchas Mila, based on the Mishnah and the Dorim. Gedoyla Mila Shenichrusu Aleha Shloish Esrei Brisais. All the Shloish Esrei Brisais are in this week's parasha. Brisai Shal Avraham Avinu, 13 Brisais, like over and over again. It's Etana Brisi, Brisi Bivsarchem, Okim Lechem is Brisi, over and over, and one Brisi after another. 13 Brisais, which is the number 13, also like the number 8, the number 13 is the number associated with Lamailim and HaTeva, because Teva is 12, 12 Shvatim, 12 boundaries to the universe, 12 Chodoshim. 13, Yud Gimel Midos Harachamim, Yud Gimel Brisais, Shenichrusu Al Brismila, that's all in this parasha here. This is where it starts. This is the Haskola, and since this is the Haskola, as we spoke, that in Bereshis is Nichlal, all the Dairis until the end, in Lech Lecha has to be Nichlal, all the Jews from beginning to end. The whole history of Klal Yisrael is in parashas Lech Lecha. And it's there, because the Bris Bein Abisarim and the story of the Melachim, the four Melachim with the five Melachim, which ends up with Avraham Avinu being victorious, the whole Maisa over here is all a metaphor for what's going to happen in the future. By the Bris Bein Abisarim, Avraham Avinu was told to cut up the animals, but not to cut the bird. Yes, Hatzipar Loi Basar. And Rashi tells us here that Tzipor represents Klal Yisrael, that the Klal Yisrael will never ever be annihilated. No matter what, with all the persecutions and the Holocaust, the Klal Yisrael is still here. Masha'enk and all the others are gone. The Egla Mishuleshes, the Eiz Mishuleshes, the Ayel Mishulesh. Yes, Hatzipar Loi Basar. Vayered Ha'ayet Al Hapigorim, says Rashi, is David Ben Yishai. Ayashe Baisim Avram, that David wanted to wipe out all the Umayyads in his time. Ve'ein Menichim Oisayim Nashemayim Atshe Yavoy Melech HaMashiach, until Mashiach will come. That means in the parasha here, it's alluding and hinting to all future events that are going to occur with Am Yisrael till the end of time, including dealing with Yishmael. Yishmael that we're dealing with today, V'hu Yiyeh Pera Adam Yodai Ba'Koyl V'yad Koyl Boy, is in this week's parasha. Yishmael was born in this week's parasha. The whole Maisa with Yishmael is here and in next week's parasha, but the Iker starts here. Who is trying very much to take away from us Eretz Yisrael, preventing us from being an Eretz Yisrael, trying to prevent us from being an Eretz Yisrael. But the Torah says Bris Mila is the key to have Eretz Yisrael. You only have Eretz Yisrael with Bris Mila, which as the Zayar says, that's why Yishmael has a little bit of an achiz in Eretz Yisrael, because the Yishmaelim also had a partial Bris. As Yishmael, the pasuk says, "V'Yishmael b'noy ben shloish esrei shana behimay loyes b'sara losai." But eventually, that schus will end because it's not a real bris anyway. It's reikanya, as the Zayar says. It's an empty. It's not a real schus. It's not real bris. Yishmael was like it was a surgery. It wasn't a bris mila. The idea of bris mila is dafka with Yitzchak. Yes, brisi akim es Yitzchak dafka. So this is the beginning of the entire Shnei Alofim Torah. And the avoda of what Torah was supposed to do to transform the Gashmias, the Ruchmias, to be Maila, the Gashmias, to leave the Artsias, Lech Lecha Mei Artsacha, to be Zeichot HaVeyes, Oretz HaShe'ar Eko, Brisi B'Vsarachem, Dafka we read in Chaydash Marchesh, that's the avoda of Marchesh. And that's why, as the B'nai Yisoscha writes, the third base HaMikdash will be Nischanech, Dafka in this Chaydash, the Chinuch, not the building could be anything, but the Chinuch, the dedication ceremony of Bayis Hashlishi, Iker Bayis, he says, Akrav, Iker Bayis, the main house, the main Bayis, the Bayis Hashlishi, the Bayis HaNitzchi, that's never going to be destroyed, will be Nischanech in Yerach Bul, in the month of decomposition, in Mazel Akrav, which is Okar Bayis, we're going to be Zoichet to the Chinuch of Iker Bayis, because if we're going to do the Avodah that we're supposed to be doing, Dafka in this Chodesh. And we're not going to be in the spoil from the Akrav who wants to be Oiker the Bayis. But we're going to do the Avoida, as it says here in the parasha here, of the Chibur of Gashmi and Ruchni, so that Gashmias becomes Ruchnias, and we can enter into we can infuse Nitzchias into Gashmias. That's the whole concept of Beis HaMikdash. The Beis HaMikdash is a Bayis, it's a physical house. It's comprised of avonim and offer and all that which is physical, but it becomes a bias nitzchi. And after the third bias is the bias nitzchi, because the first shul did not last. And when is the bias hashlishi, the bias nitzchi, going to be nischanet? Dafke in this chodesh, in chodesh cheshvan, in yerach bul, dafke in this chodesh. So the avoid of mar cheshvan is a greater avoid than the avoid of tishrei, because this is where it really counts. Here's where the nisyonis are, and when we pass all the nisyonis, Avraham Avinu already did it for us. Avraham Avinu was posach es haderech. So Avraham Avinu started. The Baal HaTurim says here, Vayomer Hashem el Avram posach ba'amira b'loshon shenivra boi ha'olam sheba'asorim amoris nivra ha'olam v'kuloi loy nivra el b'schus Avraham. That's why it says the word the maimer, like it's Vayomer Hashem yehi or. Vayemar Hashem el Avram lech lecha. The Asarim is Yoinis ki Yadua of Avram HaKeneged is Fasemah says the Asarim Amoris Shebahen Nivra Ha'olam. So in Bereishis you have the Asarim Amoris. That's the creation of the world, Goyim included. This week's parasha is the creation of Am Yisrael, starting with Avram Avinu. Bihi Boram, Oisius Avram. And Avram becomes Avraham in this week's parasha. Avram, who's a Goy, becomes Avraham, who's a Yid. Dafka in this parasha. This is the parasha where we go from being Goyim to becoming Jews. Like you do what Mrs. Zalman Meltzer had a discussion with Yosef Chaim Zonnenfeld. Yosef Chaim Zonnenfeld used to go to the mikveh every day. Hagam, he was not really a chassid, but he went to the mikveh every single day. Mrs. Zalman Meltzer did not. So he once asked Yosef Chaim Zonnenfeld, why do you go to the mikveh every day? You don't have to. Why do you go every day? So he told him, if mikveh has the power to turn a goy into a yid, imagine what it can do to a yid and make him into a better yid. If it knows if mikveh can turn a goy into a Jew, certainly it can turn a Jew into a better Jew. This parasha is the transformation from ben noyach to ben Yisrael. This parasha is like the mikveh. This parasha is metayras mi yitain tohor mi tomei. In this parasha, we have transformed from bnei noyach, the ruchni yisrael, to bnei Yisrael. Like Avram, who goes from Avram to Avraham. Dafke in this Chodesh, in Chodesh Ma'achesh, in Yerach Bul, with Zaycha that it becomes Chodesh Hashmini, and we should talk about Zaycha to utilize all the Hayro'is, the guidelines and directives of this week's parasha, because this is the Yesoid. It all starts here. The Yesoid is Lech Lecha Me'artzecha. Immediately a person has to uproot himself from his past, from his hergelim, from his habits. It's the habits that we have to change. Tiyodua, the Vilna Goyim said, many said, that a person can come to this world just to change one bad habit, just to work on one midah. For that alone, he came to this world. As the Baal Shem Tov, they quote, said, a yid could come to this world for 70, 80 years to do one year of toiva. And it's worth all the 70, 80 years to do one year of toiva. And all the brachas that I mentioned there, we should all be zeichah to all the brachas, and we should be zeichah to Eretz Yisrael, b'shleimus, as it says in this week's parasha, the way it's supposed to be, the way it will be, la'osid, all the 10 nations, ki yadua, that it mentions here, all the 10 nations, we only have 7 now, but 3 we don't have yet, esakeini, v'esaknizi, v'esakadmaini, Amoim, Mayav, Edoim, Yehiyu, Yerushalayim, Osid, as Rashi brings here. So the entire Eretz Yisrael is mentioned in this parish, all of it, the whole thing, including the Eretz Yisrael, the La'osid, which was being promised here by the Bris Ben Abisarim, which we should see it very soon, immediately. And in this Chodesh, we should experience the Chinuch of the Bayis Hashlishi. Good evening.